The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Today's poem is a city symphony, a little cinematic street scene bustling with the life of a place. It guides me to zoom in on one person in particular and to see many things in him at once: history, necessity, and a wellspring of contagious joy. Outside My Harlem Window by Lauren Whitehead. On the brick-red stoop of the brownstone next door is a steady rock-black man selling harps to the neighbors by blowing a blues riff like it's nobody's business. Except it is his, to remind us the potential impromptu music on a Tuesday on top of Sugar Hill has to make you want to wear your church shoes and creased slacks for no reason other than to give up joy. This man, with two hands full of harp, having church on the stoop of the brownstone next door, is, with his right hand, blowing this, which he called black magic, slow into a soprano note on the far side of the harp, first sliding low as he can go, then catching each and every note in between and riding high the riff back again to the peak, which pierce clean like the call of some sacred steel-winged blackbird. Ain't no fear-filled trill on this stoop. Not this Tuesday. Not this Harlem broke open early like popping into an August bell pepper with your fingers, and all the seed and fruit inside of you is exposed now, and yellow or green and red and black magic, and he is wide-nosed, and he is pinky-ringed. He is my grandfather, this man. Old-time and swag and all, gray, leaning over the back of a barbershop chair, saying something of how the sunsets in the South come in colors you ain't never seen, like the rural red on an Alabama backyard, the white peach pink of a cuticle peeled back to the flesh from pulling cotton from the hull. And sometimes he'll push his left hand out to show you exactly where. And sometimes he'll get to jingling the coins in his pocket. And sometimes he'll get to leaning on his back leg, poke his breast out, pull a harp from his chest pocket, and get to blowing like a yellow-headed blackbird, all his unrest and scar and laughter building its own backbeat on a blues harp for 3,000 people at a Tuskegee Jubilee. He is 4-H, hog-raising, harp-blowing, handsome. And somehow you know your granddad is James Cotton, is Junior Wells, broke and black as Alabama ever, and trouble. "Man, y'all don't even hear me," he'll stop to say. "But I do hear you, Granddad, all the way out here in Harlem, where the steady rock-black man make a mimic of you, selling Old Spice and wisdom, holding church on a Tuesday, on a stoop for the other men who gather, double park, unroll their windows, unfurl for a minute. Listen, if he didn't have his other hand full of wanting, of his wanted work to sell, he would put both hands on his harp, smile his lips over the harp, he would lean back like my granddad, like an old tree, let the wind blow through him and make a miraculous and joyful noise. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.